You're listening to SBS News. A court which could conduct an extra 8,000 family law cases a year is what Attorney General Christian Porter sees as possible under a merger of the Family Court and the Federal Circuit Court.
Everyone that you talk to who understands the court system, but particularly the tens of thousands of Australians who use it, know that the system at the moment does not work at all well. We have two parallel courts, different rules, forms, procedures. Individuals who are in the system get bounced around like family law footballs from one court to the other. Terrible outcomes from them for them. They wait too long, and that just makes life worse in these very difficult circumstances. So what we want to do is create a single court to make for a streamlined, more efficient process.
The Attorney General says tens of thousands of people turn to those courts every year and they deserve more efficient outcomes.
22,000 matters are listed for final order in these courts every year, representing tens of thousands of Australians, and our priority is to get better outcomes for those Australians.
But opposition legal affairs spokesman Mark Dreyfus has told the ABC the minister has failed to consult properly, and the backlogs in the courts stem from inadequate funding and a failure to fill judicial vacancies in a timely way.
It appears that the judges weren't consulted, that families, family groups, the sector wasn't consulted, family lawyers weren't consulted. The government's decided that this is somehow the result of inefficiencies in the court system, but it is responsible for not filling judicial vacancies. This has occurred repeatedly over the last 5 years. Funding hasn't increased in line with inflation since the Abbott government came to power.
Law Council President Maurie Bales says a failure to fill the judicial vacancies has contributed to delays.
We've had registries in both the Family Court and the Federal Circuit Court around Australia where there have been vacant positions. That undoubtedly contributes to the creation of backlogs. That has helped at all. And as to the rise of unrepresented litigants in our courts, that is squarely, or if not squarely, certainly very heavily contributed by the inability to get legal aid and a lack of funding to the legal assistance sector. So these are complex problems that have built over a long period of time, and they can't necessarily be solved simply.
A former Chief Justice of the Family Court, Alastair Nicholson, has told the ABC he feels the Family Court should remain independent.
There was always a real consideration as to how we could best serve the people and how we could hopefully help them to resolve disputes. The whole thrust of the Family Court was that way. I mentioned our counselling service. It used to resolve about 60% of children's cases before even proceedings were commenced. All that's gone.
Greg Dyett, SBS News. If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.